Hello,
Mar Tycho. What's up?
What's up, LP?
Happy Monday night.
Happy Bachelor Monday night.
How you feeling right now, Martika? You good?
I'm good, but I'm disappointed.
About what?
This is the most boring Bachelor women tell all I have ever seen. It was boring.
I don't think it was boring. I think it was very predictable. I feel like that's the word you're looking for more. We knew exactly what was gonna happen, who was gonna get in an argument about why, about what, and yeah, it was just very predictable. I mean, I enjoyed it. It was cool. I mean, you know, drama nonetheless. This is a bunch of young girls. That's all it was.
It was a bunch of Instagram influencers trying to talk over one another, and I found it so childish. But anyway, let's get this episode started.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Bacheleteros. We got Martika, myself, Al P. Check it out. We got a lot of things we got to discuss. Obviously, the tell-all. You know, it wasn't just all about the tell-all, too. There was a couple things that happened with Peter and the girls, which we're about to get to. And, of course, at the end of the episode, we always rock with the Bacheletero Awards, which, of course, we have La Loca of the Week, who's the craziest girl of the week. And we got a lot to choose from.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
We also have La Come Mierda of the Week, who ate the most shit. And, of course, the MV3, the most valuable three people on this episode, which should be interesting by the time we get there. So, Martika, start us off.
Well, to start us off, let's talk about the announcement that was spoiled over the weekend by Reality Steve. And I'm telling you, he's never wrong. Reality Steve has very few times ever been wrong. And let me tell you, he was right about who was announced as the Bachelorette, Claire Crawley. And I know you're wondering, Abby, who the hell is Claire Crawley?
Never heard of her in my life. I looked her up. I did my due diligence and, you know, I did my research on her. I love her. She's awesome. I think she's incredible. She is a woman. She is wife material. She knows what she wants. She is like firm, you know, but loving and tender. Yeah. I don't know. I love her. From the few video clips that I've seen of her, of how she approached other men when she didn't like something, when something just wasn't feeling right. Like, yo, she's not afraid to speak her mind, but she does it with such class and elegance, and she's so sexy and beautiful, too. Yo, I love this choice. Never heard of her a day in my life before, before obviously the spoilers over the weekend. She's fire. I approve. At first, I'm like, damn, really? I don't even know who the fuck she is. Right now, I'm very happy.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, they wanted to go in a different direction. Remember, she is 38. She's not one of these girls that's trying to get Instagram famous. She has a regular job. And she's very beloved within Bachelor Nation. This would be her fifth, count it, 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth time at trying for love in this franchise. Yeah. Her first time up was when she was a contestant in Juan Pablo, which we've discussed Juan Pablo's briefly in this podcast here and there. He's
discussed Juan Pablo because I never watched the season.
So. Obviously, I have watched the Bachelor franchise forever. Anyways, that's not the point. So she was an ex contestant on Juan Pablo's season. Juan Pablo is the ex Venezuelan soccer player who is very much one of the most hated Bachelor, Bachelor leads ever. Like, I think he's the number one hated guy.
He seemed pretty douchey. Like, the one little clip that I saw of, like, I guess when they broke up, Juan Pablo and Claire.
Yeah, because she made it to the final, too.
Oh, damn. Shit. I didn't even know that. Yo, he was pretty douchey about it. Like, it wasn't like he felt bad about, I don't know. I ain't like him. I ain't like him. But I do know that I love Claire.
Yeah, there was rumors that she had slept with him and he chastised her for it. Like, he basically was like, oh, like, what type of example am I trying to set for my daughter? This and that. And, you know, Claire has spoken up about it. She's like, if I would have slept with Juan Pablo, I would have said it. Because there was, like, a very infamous scene where they were on the beach and it looked suspicious, like, them in the water. But basically, she had invited him out To celebrate the fact that she had gone over her anxiety, because she's always dealt with anxiety issues, and that she, you know, she was on the other side of the world and she wanted to put her feet in the ocean and just celebrate and explore that with him, you know?
Yeah.
And people obviously took that to a whole other level. And by the way the conversation was edited, it made it seem like, you know, they were getting freaky diggy in the water. And she's like, yeah, you didn't get freaky diggy in the water. So yeah, so that's why she was chastised. And I like the fact that she's not young. I like the fact that she's older. You know that once they announced her as the Bachelorette, a lot of guys have been kicked off. Like, they've eliminated guys. And one guy in particular who was, like, 25 who wants to be, you know, who wanted to move out to L.A. anyways and this and that. And obviously you can tell that he wanted to use the franchise as a leg up to start off his career and whatever the hell he wanted to do. Yeah, like, he was notified that he was going to be a pick. And now that Claire has been announced, like, yeah, you're not going to be on the season, bud. So they're going to try, you know, and they're still looking for candidates because they're, you know, the Bachelor producers are doing their due diligence so that Claire has the right amount of guys, older guys, that are definitely, you know, going to vie for her heart. So good for Bachelor franchise.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited for this new season of Bachelorette. I feel like the producers were catching a lot of heat, you know, for the last couple seasons because it's felt so immature, you know. Yep. I'm not gonna say young. I'm trying to avoid saying young because age is not but a number, because there's plenty of 20-year-olds that are a lot more mature than 40-year-olds and 45 and 50-year-olds, you know?
Agreed.
Not all of them, but that's besides the point. This seems like this one's gonna be different. I feel like maybe the Bachelor series was losing their touch because it was getting so
predictable.
Yeah, and so, like, reality show, it really became a reality show. And, I mean, I know it's already a reality show, yeah, but, like, a fucking show. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, it's just all about the
drama. It was getting trashy.
Yeah, trashy. That's the word. It was, like, white girl ratchet.
It was getting, like, Jersey Shore trashy.
It was, like, Love and Hip Hop for, like, white people. Does that make sense?
Well, oh, my God. But, I mean, there are people of, you know, color in the series and the franchise.
I know, but
and
like
more so in this season too.
But this is obviously like not like urban like Love and Hip Hop. But I think this is something that the Bachelor series definitely needed. I feel like people actually want to learn about how to be able to love the right way and how to receive certain things and how to receive feelings and how to take action upon yourself into trying to find love and shoot your shot the right way instead of like the side motives of trying to be that influencer and trying to make that money. Oh, just in case this doesn't work out, it's still going to work out for me because I'm going to get mad followers and shit like that, you know?
Well, Lauren Zima, you know, Chris Harrison Boo, who is the host of Roses and Rosé. She called it when she interviewed her 2 years ago. She's like, you would be an amazing pick for The Bachelorette. And here we go. And here we are. And Bachelor Nation is standing with her. Everybody's, you know, the majority of these people are very happy that she was chosen. Even ex-participants like Chris Bukowski, who was on Bachelor in Paradise last season.
Yeah.
The one that ended up with the Morena.
With Katie. Katie Mo.
And then Nick Bial started bullying him and started like teasing. Well, not bullying. Bullying's not the right word. Started teasing him via Twitter and was like, so are you going to sign up to try to date her? I was like, all right, Nick Bial, touche. But Nick also is very happy that they picked her. A lot of people are standing with her and I'm standing with her too. So congrats to Claire. We're looking forward. Mind you, they are going to start filming now in March.
Yeah.
Oh, and there was a rumor circulating that they had offered the position to Hannah Brown, but she turned it down because of money.
That's
Do you believe that?
I can't say. You know, that there, I cannot give an opinion on that because we don't know. We don't know what the negotiations were. Like, we don't know, like, you know, like, did it come for reality? Honestly, if it didn't come for reality, Steve, I'm not believing it.
Well, we don't know yet because Reality Steve hasn't said anything yet. I have to
listen in that case, it is
not. Well, no. I mean, I think they did ask her, but also it conflicted with her Dancing with the Stars Hello. Hello.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Oh yeah. It conflicted with her Dancing with the Stars schedule. So that's what my theory, my suspicions.
Yeah, she had a lot. She has a lot of shit going on this year. She's a busy girl. I think I see Hannah Brown as being a very happy person right now. I think she's so happy, being being to herself and just focusing on her own brand and really fucking shit up. She's killing it right now. One Dancing with the Stars, and now like she's going on tour with Dancing with the Stars. Like she found like that passion with dancing. I was watching The Masked Singer. I think she's one of them. They haven't showed it yet.
Masked Singer, really?
Yeah, because they were like dropping like some hints right before they start singing. Uh-huh. And so one of the hints was nobody knows about this talent of mine. Another hint was like it was kind of like a scene from Pirates of the Caribbean. And right. So remember in Colton's season, Hannah, she won that group date with Colton because she was like the best pirate type of thing. Remember
could
that?
Could be.
And there was another hint. There was a whole lot of roses being thrown around. So with all those three hints, I kind of think that she was on the Masked Singer for that particular.
Could be, but wouldn't that be a conflict of interest since it's ABC and Fox?
Who knows? I mean, it's great promo because you know what? Like, if she's gonna be on ABC, then shit. Like, yeah, all right, she's getting popping. Her brand grows, then that show grows, and those ratings grow too.
Yeah, but she's not. But The Masked Singer is on Fox, not ABC.
I don't know.
When you have a contract, like that's like Univision and Telemundo fighting together. Like, if I have a contract with Univision, I can't very well be making appearances on Telemundo and vice versa.
But I don't know, because on CNN and on Fox and MSNBC, sometimes you'll see some of the same moderators with these political shows too. And so, I mean, granted, it's different, but at the same time, it's not like it's something that's unheard of. So I could see it happening.
I could see it, but again,
I'm not gonna rule it out. It's not impossible.
But you can't sign up. Well, I mean, she's bound and signed to a contract, and if she's touring with Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars is still an ABC affiliate. So that's why I'm kind of like.
But we don't know her contract though, Martika. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't know her contract. Maybe her, like, they don't own her likeness. Maybe like she can do whatever she wants. She can go on whatever show she wants, and it's really on her. Maybe the contract ended when she was done with the Bachelor and the Bachelorette, and then from there she's been doing her own thing.
Well, no, because she did Dancing with the Stars.
Okay, but that's something that's separate though.
That's not separate. That's still with ABC.
But she was a star on it. She's not like a dance. Like, she's not like the one of the main dancers. She was like an invited guest to be on that show. You feel me?
Yeah, but that's still because it's the Bachelor obligation. But whatever, we'll see.
But she wasn't obligated to be on Dancing with the Stars. Like, Pete is not gonna be invited to Dancing with the Stars.
You never know. I mean, well, no,
Pete cannot fucking dance.
Not with his dancing skills. No. No, you're right. No, his dancing skills. But in any case, we're happy for Claire. Hopefully Hannah B will find her the real love of her life. And hopefully now Claire will find her fifth shot at love. And hopefully fifth time is a charm.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I'm rooting for her, though. Like, I don't even know her. Like, but I'm definitely rooting for her. Sad news, though. Super sad news in Bachelor
Nation. Yeah, that you didn't know about.
Yeah, I didn't. I really didn't. I had no idea. So, Tyler C from Tyler Cameron from a season ago on Hannah's season. His beloved mother passed away. I couldn't find why. It just said that she unexpectedly passed away. Did you hear why or no?
No. He has not said anything. Like a source very close to Tyler. Say that they're distraught and they're devastated.
Yeah.
And he finally spoke out on his Instagram, and he posted, "Today, having gained an angel, we will love and miss our mother dearly. She will live on through us and through those that she has had an impact on. While we grieve, we ask for two things. First, tell those that you love them. And second, please let us take this time to celebrate her life in private. Thank you for all your love and support."
Oh man, that sucks, because I remember seeing her like on the show too. Mm-hmm. And she just seemed so sweet, and I found a lot of videos with her in it, where like when he ran in the New York City Marathon, as soon as he crossed that finish line, guess who was the first person that was there to give him a big hug?
Yeah, his mom.
His mom. And they hugged for, like, it was, like, a good, like a whole minute straight. And she was everywhere with him. She supported him and everything. A really cool story about his mom. It was actually, like, you know, same thing with the marathon. It was the night before the marathon. They had went out. And so the morning of the marathon, he completely forgot all of his gear. He forgot to pack up his running shoes. He forgot to pack up his water, then something to eat, and a whole bunch of, like, running gear. And so his mom just ran all over New York City trying to find, like, the right stuff for him and got it to him right on time, right before the race started, so he would be able to run. And so, of course, you know, mother's love. Mom was always there for him. That sucks, because I remember, like, his dad was sick, too. I don't know if you remember the hometowns?
Yes, I remember. I remember.
Yeah, like, and he was really emotional about his pops being, you know, not feeling well. Like, he was concerned that, like, all right, maybe, like, you know, maybe his time might be up soon. Like, who knows? Like, you just never know. And then to see that his mom, you know, and these are, like, in the words of the articles, unexpectedly passed. Like, oh, man. Like, I can only imagine, like, his pain, his family's pain. So, Tyler, we love you here in Bachelor Nation, man. Like, you know, our hearts are with you and your family. Stay strong, man. Grieve, man. Take this time to grieve, bro. You know?
Grieving is very personal, and if you would ever to hear this, and taking it from someone who has lost a parent, and obviously you lost your grandfather last year, just take it one day at a time, and it's your process. No one can tell you how you are allowed to feel. You are going to feel whatever you want to feel, and it's your process. So our heart goes out to Tyler right now, and Bachelor Nation is with you, okay?
Absolutely.
So, and there's still a lot of tragic news in Bachelor Nation, unfortunately. So, a very controversial, I would like to call him, alum of the Bachelor franchise, Chad
Johnson.
The
football player?
No, not the football player.
He was on the Bachelor? Damn.
No. He's a former Bachelorette contestant. Was reportedly taken to the hospital Saturday after he was declared a danger to himself.
Oh, shit. Like suicide?
Yeah, suicide threats.
No.
Mm-hmm. The hospitalization happened after authorities did a welfare check at his home in LA.
Wow.
So Johnson had shared two very concerning videos on his Instagram story. The first video was Johnson sitting at a table while Billy Joel's Piano Man was playing in the background. And then afterwards, he appeared to be sitting with the same cord he was showing hanging from his door.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And then the second video showed Johnson, like, talking to someone behind his door saying, I have no choice.
Yeah.
And so the police told TMZ that out of fear that he may be in danger to himself, they took him to the hospital. Yeah. So they checked on him. He is in stable condition. So this is really sad. And this is all after apparently on Monday of last week, Johnson was arrested after having a fight with his ex-girlfriend. And allegedly it turned violent.
Man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And Chad was infamous for being very violent on his season of The Bachelorette. Like, he threatened Bachelor alums left and right. And, the reason why he got kicked off his season of Bachelor in
Paradise. Yeah, he got kicked off. He didn't even get sent home.
No, yeah, he got kicked off. Yeah, because he was... there's a girl that participated. I forget what her name is, but she was missing like an arm. Like she was born missing an arm.
Okay.
And she's super cute, and she was very, very, very well liked in the franchise. Yeah. And basically, after that, like, he was super drunk and he was disrespecting a bunch of the girls. And Chris Harrison went to, like, kick him out of the show. Like, hey, like, honestly, you're being belligerent. Like, you're kicking, like, you're being disrespectful. Yeah. Like, you're making this a very hostile environment to be in. You need to leave. And he started telling off Chris Harrison in a really bad way. Like, you know, you're, like, drinking champagne in a robe or drinking mimosas in a robe. You don't need to be here. you know, like, you don't even care about us. Screaming all of that while he was being kicked out of the show. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah. Yeah, he's a very, they call him Bad Chad.
Bad Chad. What a name. That's a horrible name. Yeah. What a horrible nickname. Who gave him that nickname?
The people, I don't know. I think the people inside the house, I'm not quite sure.
Jesus Christ.
But he actually competed for JoJo Fletcher's heart in season 12 of The Bachelor.
I know that name, JoJo Fletcher.
JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, and also he's also been on the reality show Famously Single on E! And alongside Tiffany Pollard from I Love New York, Ronnie from Jersey Shore, Malika from Keeping Up with the Kardashians, yeah.
Where?
And he's always been someone to stir up the pot. And he also appeared in Celebrity Big Brother in UK.
Ah, that's cool. That's random.
Yeah, so he's basically like an infamous reality TV show star.
Gotcha. All right, well, you know, like, I hope he finds the help that, you know, that he needs. And, hey, man, Chad, you know, you're part of Bachelor Nation, too. Regardless of your bad history, you know, you're still a part of Bachelor Nation regardless, you know. And so, you know, and la buena y la malas, you know, like how we like to say in the Latino culture. So yeah. We really do wish you the best, man. And hey, man, like, only one that can make that change is you, bro. You feel me, Chad? So our hearts go out to you too, man. And hey, going on to the show, you know, there wasn't much of an update, you know, as far as the show itself, aside from the tell all. Mm-hmm. But it was very important, though. You know, like the little yes. piece that they did show was obviously very important. The rose ceremony, and so you like from what I've seen in the last few seasons. So I've seen three final rose ceremonies. All right. So I've seen Colton's, which obviously ended right there. Said fuck the final two. Like, the girl that went home is the girl I want, aka Cassie. So that's the one I saw. And then obviously the Bachelorette with Hannah, where it was Tyler, Jed, and Peter. Duh. I'm not forgetting Peter's name. Mm-hmm. And so with this, and I remember, like, that is the one time that I saw Hannah struggle the most. Not even in, like, the final two, but it was the final three that Hannah really struggled the most, and she hurt so much, and I never seen Peter cry like that either. And so you saw in this final three how much he was struggling. Like, I really do believe that he is in love with all three women. Like, he's legit in a relationship with these three girls, and he cares about all three of them. Yo, rose ceremony was ill. I knew the first one was going to be Hannah Rose to get her Hannah Rose. Hannah Ann to get the rose. Like, at this point right now, she's the safest bet. You know, she's the safest pick. How do you feel about that?
Is she the safest pick, though?
I'm going to explain why. So, I say she is the safest because, number one, there hasn't been much drama since Champagne Gate. And is that really drama? Nah, not really. Like, listen, we do this every single week. Every time I say something nice about Hannah Ann for like the last month, the last four episodes.
No, but it's that you try to argue with me about something and then you like sit back, relax, and you flip it
back
and reverse it.
What am I arguing about? Like, I'm talking about right now. Like, this is like the this is the logic that I'm giving you based on this episode right here. All right. So Hannah Ann is the safest pick because, one, as of late, there hasn't been drama. There's been no baggage with her. The only thing you could say about her is that she's young, and that's about it. Other than that, she's been very loving and very thoughtful. She's been great, you know?
Supportive.
She's been very supportive. There's not a lot of negatives that you can say about Hannah Ann right now. And they have a great connection. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say she's the safest pick, you know, for her perspective. But now if you talk about Victoria F., they have a great connection too, Victoria F and Pete, but she's brought along so much baggage throughout the season. There's been, and I told you, I love Victoria F. You know, like, she's been one of my favorites since day one. But there's been so many fights and arguments. Their communication skills really suck within each other. And they finally had their first full day, or at least a one-on-one date, with no arguments. And they kind of like figured it out. But kind of like too little too late, possibly, right? But baggage nonetheless, on the air and off the air. And now with Madison, the whole drama is surrounding her. when it comes to like the whole ultimatum that, you know, or quote unquote ultimatum that she gave Peter, and looking like she might leave, and you know, her standard is she don't want nobody to sleep with somebody else. Bah, 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 bah. She's not in it all the way. She's distraught. She's stressing. She might not even stay, even if she gets a rose. So obviously, Hannah Ann, safe choice, first rose. Second rose, it goes to Madison, eliminating Victoria F. And so what I thought was funny was Peter was like, will you take this rose or accept this rose? And Madison was like, yeah. Yo, Peter's eyes opened up. He was like, you sure? Yo.
It was pathetic.
How is that pathetic?
It was pathetic.
Why is that pathetic?
Because it was a pity rose exception.
Nah, it was no pity rose.
It was pity rose exception. Like, not from his part, but from her. Like, dude, first of all, how are you going to give an ultimatum? Like, you weren't sticking your grounds. He fucked not one, but two of the bitches.
We don't know. Listen, I think he did. But we don't know that for sure. And if there was ever a time.
He said it. He's like, I've been intimate. With other women. No,
with another woman. He
didn't say another woman.
No. Women. I stand corrected. He said, I've been intimate. He never said with other women. He's never said with another woman. He said, I've been intimate. You could go back. You could fact check me. All right? He said, I've been intimate. So it was never singular. It was never plural.
But regardless, he was intimate with somebody. Yeah. He was intimate when, mind you, it's like, and let's be clear, regardless if Maddie would have been the number one pick, and I'm telling you, and I've read it in different articles, and you know that I stalk deep into the like dark web of Bachelor.
How deep? How deep?
Like deep. All right. Like deep into that shit. Like knee deep into that. And let me tell you something. Everybody says the same. If Maddie would have been his number one. He wouldn't have slept with another girl. He wouldn't have.
Man. I think sometimes it takes a step back to realize that, yo, you gotta make something happen. Yeah. You know, like this is actually the one. I really do believe that his number one is Madison. He fucked up. People make mistakes. It is what it is. And he made a point today when he was talking to Chris Harrison during the tell all. He went out and said that like I wanted to at least give everybody the opportunity. Whenever we were one-on-one, whenever I was one-on-one with somebody, I wanted to give them my undivided attention. I wanted to give them my absolute everything with no distractions as if there was nobody else there, you know? So, like, he was just living in the moment. And honestly, this is The Bachelor. It is what it is. You know, he was living in the moment.
Here are my thoughts on everything. I just hope Maddie doesn't turn this around into a toxic situation. All right. She gave him the ultimatum instead of like leaving with her ultimatum after he slept another woman. She made the conscious decision to stay. I hope she doesn't hang this over his head. I hope she's not like, you know what I'm talking about. Those toxic
I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, oh, remember that time you fucked that bitch? The fuck? You know?
Yep. And and I'm like, and from the previews that we see, she does. It's like, all right, you chose to stay, mamita. Tú te quedaste, right? You chose this for yourself. Entonces ahora, here's what you need to do. You need to not bring this up ever, ever, ever again.
No. Right? There has to be some closure on that situation because even Pete was surprised that she accepted the rose. So there has to be one more conversation about it. You can't just sweep that under the rug. That's way too important. And too big of a deal to Madison for you guys to just shut the fuck up about it and just like pretend like it never happened. So should be another conversation, whether it's good or bad. It just like if it's going to work, it has to be had, you know, no more holding back, no more admitting, no, none of that. So like when Victoria F, when she got sent home and, you know, you could tell Pete was, you know, he was hurt, man. He was hurt sending Victoria home. Like, remember? Yeah, I was dogging the shit out you the other night, but then I just remember, like, yeah, I can't do this anymore. No, seriously. He made a point that he was in love with her, but it was one of those too little, too late type of deals. You know, like they finally got everything to click when it was too late. You know, he was way farther along with Madison and Hannah emotionally and in every other way. So, like, you know, I kind of saw it coming. That was pretty obvious. I was very proud and happy to see how Victoria F. responded at the tell-all, and we'll get that, you know, we'll get there once we get to her part, you know. Obviously, we're going step by step.
Yeah, but we knew that she was going to shut down the minute he would send her home.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to talk about this. And we were like, duh, we knew that that's exactly how you were going to react.
Yeah, she definitely shut down. You know, she didn't show a lot of emotion. My stepdad calls it crocodile tears. And so, like, kind of like fake tears, you know. And like, but I do think that she was really hurt. But she didn't know how to react or respond emotionally in that moment, you know, because she always has her guard up. She always has her walls up, you know, which is kind of person she is. And, you know, I'm assuming based on bad experiences in the past, you know, as that usually happens for a lot of people, you know, your guard goes up a lot more. You have bigger and thicker walls when you go through, you know, bad experiences in the past. But I do think, regardless of all the bullshit that she's been put through on the air and off the air, I do believe that Victoria F. is a good girl. I really do believe that. And I feel like, you know, she's growing to be somebody real special and really incredible. And like I said, we'll get.
So you don't think that she was a homewrecker?
I don't think so. I really don't think. Listen, if a relationship was broken up, I believe that it was the guy's fucking fault that got broken up. You know, it's not because, like, all right, Martica, let's say you and me were in a relationship, correct? All right.
Mm-hmm. That would suck.
That would be horrible. No, that first of all, that's fucked up. What you trying to say?
Horrible, because we already fight like cats and dogs. You're a Cancer. You're an emotional creature. Man. You cry over the fact that your freaking favorite football team or soccer team.
That's
lost,
not a can. Okay? That is not a Cancer thing. That is an every man who likes thing. Sports thing. Yes.
No, that is a Cancer thing.
Nah,
Cancers,
no.
I have never. Wait. I've the two greatest loves of my life, okay? Like, and have been a Cancer and a Leo, okay? I'm a Leo, all right? Cancers and Leos, by the way, are super uber emotional. Cancers take it to a whole nother level. I had to stop being friends with one of my gay BFFs because he was a Cancer and he was too emotional.
Damn.
Okay?
The one I like, the cool one.
No. Christian.
Christian's my dude, man. Awesome. Christian, cool as hell.
Christian's awesome.
Shout out to Christian. Christian, man. That's one of our listeners, too. That's my dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, no. Christian's Pisces. And mind you, Pisces are emotional as hell because y'all water signs. Y'all, that's why the tears come out because y'all, you know, dripping in water.
No. We're the water signs because we're getting that wet. Ooh.
Anyways. So no. Christian's a Pisces and his birthday is like next week. So anyways, but that's not the point. The point is that Cancers are freaking uber emotional. And if you and I were in a freaking relationship, I would literally want to kill you because you cry over the most ridiculous.
Like what?
Things.
What if I cried about that so ridiculous? Give me an example. Give us all an example. Please elaborate.
Again, crying about the soccer match.
Which soccer match?
I forgot which soccer match. I just saw it on your Instagram stories, and I had to like tap out of it. I'm like, en serio. I didn't want to text you because I'm like, I don't want to start things. We already fight enough as it is.
Oh,
on this
podcast, like, you know, like
okay?
when Colombia plays, you know, like an important game in a World Cup. Like, all right, so I would cry for a game. All right, this is what I'll cry for when it comes to sports.
Uh-huh.
If the Knicks are in the playoffs and get eliminated, I'll cry for that. If the Giants mm-hmm. are in the playoffs and they get eliminated, I'll cry for that. Any regular game, I'll cry. If Colombia plays in a very important game to qualify for the World Cup or are in the World Cup and gets eliminated, for that I will cry. But nah, like I'm very emotional, yes. Pero para decir that I cry for like every fucking game, nah, like no tampoco. And that's not, and you're not even giving me an example right now. Because there's no examples. You're generalizing
me. I am not generalizing you. The reason why I'm saying about a soccer game is because it happened like last week. Yes, or the week before last. Like it was recent. Very
Where
recent.
Where was I crying?
on Instagram. Instagram stories.
We won. I scored 3 goals.
You were crying about something. Okay. You're a very emotional creature.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Because Real Madrid lost. And it was a very, it was a very important game. All right, I wasn't crying. I had lying. I had a sad face.
And then, dude, your eyes were watery. Your eyes were watery.
Hello. I'll tell you.
Even Christian was like, "Is Alpi really getting emotional over a soccer game?"
Yeah.
Kid you not?
Oh yeah, I have emotional. Nah, but to have watery eyes does not mean to cry. Cry is tears coming down the side of your fucking face.
You've cried. Listen, you cry about a lot of things on your Instagram stories. While I'm all for a man showing his emotions and burying it all.
That's what you're calling me.
I am not calling you a bitch. I'm just calling you an emotional creature. And I am already emotional enough for most people. Okay, I could not bear to deal with dealing with you crying about a soccer game. Okay? But that's not the point, and that's neither here nor Martica, there. What were you saying about
the
dating?
The last two times that I've cried on social media, honestly, has been this past Saturday because my little sister just got her black belt. Shouts to Vanessa. I'm proud of you, baby girl. She just got her black belt in Taekwondo.
But those are great. That's
exactly.
Great.
Hell yeah. And I cried about that on social media. And the previous time that I cried on social media, on my Insta story, was when Kobe died. Is that not valid?
Well, yes.
Okay, then.
But still, you're an emotional
But you're not
creature.
Giving me any Listen, other example.
You're an emotional creature.
I am.
That
I am.
Is not the
I'm
point.
Empathetic as fuck. I'm empathetic as fuck. And yeah, so it is what it is.
So where were we getting to this? Where were we getting
I don't know,
at?
Cause
us dating.
Us and how did us dating start?
I don't know because your ADD kicked in bien cabrón.
Yo, the ADD kicked in real heavy right now. Fuck. All right.
Oh my god, where were we going with this about the emotional?
I have no idea. I don't remember. Anyways, Victoria F not being emotional. Ah, yo no me acuerdo. I don't remember. Anyways.
Hold on. Oh yeah, Victoria F. And the allegations against her.
Oh, okay. All right, I got it. The example I was trying to give you. True. All right, so let's say me and you were dating, right? And so if I was to cheat on you with another woman, right? Mm-hmm. Would you be upset at her, the woman that you don't know about, or would you be upset at me?
I'd be upset at both of y'all. Okay. Because allegedly, and also, this is from our source, Reality Steve, which, by the way, he got multiple emails from multiple women.
And it could be multiple email addresses from the same woman who doesn't like, yo, people crazy.
Real sources, real people. Here's the thing about Bachelor Steve. He won't start talking about things unless he has, like, the sources to back it up. Like, he's heard theories this entire freaking season about what's going on with Pete, and yet he has yet to spoil it. He's like, I won't say anything unless I know for a fact that it's true. And when he talked about Victoria F being a homewrecker, he said that they were her legit friends, her ex-friends. So she's lying about this.
I don't know.
Obviously not.
I don't know, man. Like,
she's lying about
this. But there's no concrete evidence. All it is people talking shit. There's no proof. There is zero proof at all right now. Ever.
Then why would people go, like, from Victoria F's group, like, go and go threaten reality Steve?
I can't answer
that
question. But you know what? Mm-hmm. No matter what you do in life, you will always have haters. No matter if you do something great, you're going to have haters. If you do something bad, you're going to have haters. People will talk shit about you no matter what, right? Maybe somebody just doesn't really like her. Maybe, like, she said something that was really mean, and then old girl was like, yo, you know, I'm going to fuck up your life. You know, next time I see you, like, yo, like, I got you, you know? You better watch your back. And maybe something was made up. Who knows? Or maybe she was with a man who didn't know. She was with a man. All right. So the point that I was trying to make is that if I cheated on you, if we were together with another woman, as a guy, I'll give you different perspectives. There's been times where I've known about men cheat on their woman, and tell that girl, the mistress, that they were single, that there was no lady in their life or anything like that. So then, of course, leading the girl on, you know, like, all right, it's like they're vibing, they're dating, all while
he's, well, in, I had a situation.
All while he's in a relationship. And then, like, all of a sudden, the wife or the girlfriend finds out, like, what the fuck? She's wrecking my home. So, like, there's a lot of different scenarios that could have happened. There's a lot of different bullshit that could have happened. So, like, there's no concrete evidence of her wrecking a home. Like, there's nobody saying, like, oh, yeah, it was my husband, you know, that she was fucking. Like, nobody came out and said that. All it's been is people talking shit. That's it. And so until I see some proof that, like, oh, yeah, she really did this shit, this is the proof, here's the text messages, as you like to say, the receipts. There's been zero receipts. All it's been is emails of people talking shit. That's all it is.
Well, I have to tell you something. I had a similar situation happen.
Oh, damn. Sorry. Were you the guy or the girl?
Yeah. No. I was... Okay. So, I met a guy back in Miami. And my friends can vouch for me on this. So, we hit it off. And he was a firefighter.
Do I know? Oh, no, not him.
No. Yeah. It's not
cop. Not the cop.
It's not... Oh my God. But it was around the same time that I was dating
Kyle.
Oh
my God. Yeah.
Like, it was.
Bachelotero Nation, we can't get into details, but just know we were close to that. But nah.
Okay. So the firefighter, I met him when I used to work out at Porky's on Miller. If you're from Miami, you know what I'm talking about. They close it down. Miller and 102. So I met this firefighter. There was like a place where you could buy subs and like really healthy, like turkey picadillo and stuff like that near my apartment building. So I met this really handsome guy, older, 33, like light eyes, you know, tall for me, mind you. I'm like a midget. I'm like 5'1. I'm tiny. Hey, shush. Takes one.
I am little. I'm 5'5.
Uh-huh, for a dude, you're... Yeah, I thought... Anyways, so the point is that I was dating this guy. I meet this guy, and we start talking. We vibe about football. You know, we vibe about a bunch of different things, and we exchange numbers. Yeah. But he would only contact me during certain times. He would say that he was going to sleep early because he had to go to work. Remember, firefighters have, like, what, 24 hours on, 48 off. So him and I start dating. And mind you, we went out to in public. Like, our first date, he rented, like, a gazebo somewhere. Not a gazebo. He rented, like, one of those, like, beds in, like, a really fancy hotel in Ball Harbor. Like, we went out to go drink at a bar in Coconut Grove. Like, it was public. Lo único que el tipo no tenía redes sociales. He didn't have social media. So I found that super odd, but I had an ex-boyfriend who didn't have social media either. And he was around the same age range. So I'm like, I didn't think anything of it. Well, long story short, like, by that time, we had already, like, you know, hooked up or whatever. And it turns out that the guy was super married. I found his marriage license online. Using his birthday.
Oh, shit.
Because it's...
Yo, you're a beast. Yep. Damn, Martica, that was good.
No, but here's the thing. My mom was like, he's married. My mom was the one that told me, yo, he's married. I'm like, mom, eso no puede ser. And nunca me mandaba fotos. He would always ask for me to send pictures of myself. He would never send me full pictures of his face. Nothing. Like, he would send me pictures of him in his gear, pictures of him cooking, never of him, like, of his face. And I found that super freaking odd.
Well, never mind. Yeah.
You don't have social media. You don't send me pictures. Like, why are you being so secretive? Yeah. You know what I mean? It turns out that the guy had been married only, like 3 months, 4 months prior to us meeting.
Wow. That's crazy.
He had just married his wife.
That's a fuckboy right there, man.
He had just... No. He's like, oh, this is the first time I've done this. You have to believe me. But we have such great physical chemistry. And, like, such... Like, not only physical. Yeah. Like, it was... We had really great chemistry.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, though... Honestly, I didn't... I could have, like, DM'd the wife. I could have told her something. But that wasn't my place to do that.
So, could you not see that there's a possibility that Victoria F had no intention of maybe, like, let's say he, like, she was, she had something with somebody that had something with somebody else that maybe she didn't know about, that Victoria F didn't know about, you know? Like, y'all should, like, maybe. I mean, you were part of that. Like, you were part of that yourself, you know? You had no idea that dude was fucking married, you know? And then if
super old married. Girl had, like... Oh, my God. No. And I, hold on. The best part about it was that I freaking went on Facebook. I found, through the marriage license, found his wife's name. God.
And of course, he dropped the name to him.
Oh, no. I didn't drop the name. Hello. I just literally searched for his marriage license with his full name and his birthday. Found his wife through that marriage license. And you don't understand, me going through those pictures was awful. Like, me going through her Facebook and seeing that they had just been married, mind you, she was so beautiful, she could have been on the cover of Vogue, okay? Like, her wedding pictures. Yeah. Them getting engaged in, like, Napa Valley or something, like, somewhere in Cali. Like, their trips, everything. Like, it was so freaking heartbreaking to see that. And, like, I sent him the picture. I'm like, you're a freaking liar. You're freaking married. How dare you? This and that. Yeah.
Damn, yo. That sucks. I'm sorry you had to go through that. You know, like, that's not, cool. You know, it's not cool. And it's a bad representation of men. For real. Although they're...
Hey, but you know how many men do that? Do you know how many men do that?
I don't like men, so...
I mean, Cop was trying to not be with me because he couldn't, you know, he couldn't keep his dick in his pants.
Cop's still trying to hit you up today, no?
We're not going to discuss that on this podcast.
No. All right. But for real, though. Gotta give Victoria F the benefit of the doubt. You know, like, I really do. Right. I genuinely believe, I don't know, there was something about the way that she was speaking today. She had a different kind of confidence today. We're gonna get there, though. We still gotta get to Victoria F eventually.
We have to get to the women's hall. We have literally spent us dissecting. But I knew this was gonna
happen.
This
always happens.
Everything was happening. Yeah, but Bachelor Nation, what was happening at Bachelor Nation, the rose ceremony was so juicy in comparison to the crap that was the women's tell-all. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's just start off what happened at the women's tell-all. They introduced all 17 women. Shout out to Kelly and Natasha. They weren't there.
Oh, the two best women.
Yeah, they weren't there, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It already started with drama. Sydney attacking Alea for being fake. And then we got Sheehan and Savannah attacking Victoria Paul.
Yeah.
For what they put Alea through. I thought it really messed up that Lexi attacked her. Like, oh, like, your voice goes, like, super high, you know, super high 50 octaves.
As soon as the cameras, as soon as the cameras hit.
The cameras are on. And, she was attacking her, and it's like, the proof was in the pudding.
By the way, Lexi's hot, bro. Oh, my God.
She's gorgeous.
She's fucking, she's fine. Yo, she's fine.
And this is how, and this is why our episodes end up being so freaking long.
No, yeah. I mean, before that, like, notice how, like the crowd went crazy. They went there. I feel like the loudest ovation when they were announcing the names were for Lexi. Yeah, and I thought that was pretty random, but I thought that was pretty cool too. I don't like that Lexi said anything about Alea. I was hoping for her to, I guess, be a little bit more humble than that. But it's not like she said anything that's like wrong. I mean, every time the camera did, you know, show up around her, like, you did hear her the pitch on her voice, like, pop up like a few octaves. It's not like she said, like, oh, she's a bitch, she sucks. Like, Lexi ain't saying nothing crazy.
No, they're saying that she's fake, and it's kind of like,
I mean, she was,
and then
fake.
Mind you, three girls, then but then they went on the attack for Victoria P.
Yeah.
It's like, honey, you were the one that was being fake. You knew her. You lied. Like, you're the one that's fake.
Yeah, like, you know, she got caught on her shit, you know? I know. I tried defending Victoria P before. I love Victoria P, but, like, she just doesn't look good in that situation either.
She's a beautiful man.
Yeah, they all... Okay, damn, Shakira. That's your Shakira voice? Damn.
Yes.
Honestly, they both lose in this situation, both as in Alea and Victoria P. They both do not look good coming out of this. It sucks.
I think Alea, bueno, I'm sorry to tell you, but homegirl Debbie Burnett was defending Alea. And if Queen Demi speaks, Queen, mind you, you know Demi's very beloved in this franchise. Yeah. They all were like, she went and defended Aaliyah. Yeah,
Aaliyah so, and I do see Aaliyah and Victoria P in Paradise. Or oh, at least in something. In fucking Summer Games or Winter Games or whatever they're going to call it and all. I do believe that that's not going to be the last time that we see them, you know? So,
no, so not we'll at all. See. There needs to be more tension. Yo,
Tammy sucks, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Like, she is it's crazy. I feel like, all right, let me start all over. You cannot possibly be that rude. Like, it's crazy how that's even a thing. It's crazy how that even exists. Like, there was so much hate that was coming out of Tammy's mouth. Like, everything was negative about everybody. There was nothing that was positive that was coming out of Tammy's mouth about anybody. There was nothing that was uplifting. There was nothing that was, yeah, there was.
Mind you, she was insisting it was coming from a place of concern.
Fuck out of here, concern. Like, yo, she's bugging. Like, I really do hope that she gets some help, for real. Because if she doesn't realize that what she's doing is bringing people down and hurting people with her words, like, yo, like, she's making herself look so bad. And she's hurting other people. For example, the whole situation with McKenna, you know? And notice how it was almost the entire room against Tammy. Even the girl Ashley I, who came out, who threw some shade at Tammy too, with Kelsey. Yo, she needs some help, man. And I love that McKenna, you know.
But then again, Ashley I is one of the biggest shade throwers.
Yeah, I believe it.
She even threw shade to Claire when they were together on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Well, no, because you didn't watch that Bachelor in Paradise.
But yeah. McKenna, like. I love, even though McKenna has been like the youngest one, she was getting some heat too. She was getting attacked by a few people, by Shein and a couple of the other girls. It was like three girls that were going at McKenna because she was getting so emotional and crying every single day in the beginning, which she was, you know, she was being a little girl. That's what it was. She was being immature and she was being a little girl.
And annoying.
Yeah, and super annoying, but like that, like. When you bring in a 22-year-old girl, like, come on now, like, you know, what are you expecting? But
I just didn't like how Tammy was confronting Kelsey about her being a pill popper and being alcoholic.
Now, I'm gonna get there in a second. So with McKenna, I really appreciated seeing her grow. I feel like we've watched her grow into a new.
And she finally found her voice.
Yeah, you know, like she grew into like, you know, a new woman, you know, like I still think she's young and she still has to go through experience, you know, to be more seasoned and to know what she wants and who she truly is. But we see that journey of her getting there, you know, and yeah, like, you know, she was able to stand up for herself and believe like, yo, like, I don't want to be like you. Like, you, one thing that you taught me, Tammy, is that I don't want to be anything like you. I don't want to talk to others the way that you talk to them. Like, it was really inspiring. So shout out to McKenna on that one. When it came to Tammy and Kelsey, again, Tammy, once again, I don't know what the hell is wrong with her, but it was just always trying to be disrespectful and rude and mean. And yeah, and Kelsey, yo, I didn't like her so much in the beginning. I became a Kelsey fan. I love the way she handled herself with class. It is coming from a fucking emo ass person like myself. I really appreciate her being so vulnerable, referring to Kelsey. Y'all, like, calling somebody, yo, you a pill popper, you an alcoholic, this and that. Like, when you're dropping names like that now, like, all right, now you're being a bully, just like how they mentioned during the season, you know? How do you feel about Kelsey in this one?
I think Kelsey, you know, when they put her in the hot seat and they talked about Champagne Gate, I thought that she acted with class. She spoke very eloquently and honestly I agree with her. She's an emotional creature and there's nothing wrong with that. And the fact that she admitted that she's balls to the wall crazy and that she may have overreacted, I'm sorry, but at least she was able to own up to the fact that, yeah. I was like, yeah, good for her.
She owned up to it. That was mature of her. She understood that, like, she fucked up and she could have handled that a lot better. I feel like Bachelor Nation grew to love her because she accepted her own flaws, you know? Like, she looked bad. Like, you know what? I did make a couple mistakes.
I'm emotional.
You know? Like, I made...
I felt bad because they were giving her the Bachelorette edit. Like, I honestly could have seen her being picked.
Yeah. They were definitely giving her some, you know, some edits on that. So, like, a little mini push. They definitely gave Kelsey a little mini push.
Yeah.
I became a fan of Kelsey. I hope that this is not the last time that we see her on the franchise. If, you know, if it is, then all the best to Kelsey. I wish nothing but the greatest things in the world for her. Because, honestly, she deserves it. I think she's a great woman. I think she is awesome. And anybody that's going to, you know, that's going to end up with Kelsey is going to be a lucky man. You know? Whoever ends up with Tammy, ooh.
Stop it. Anywho, so Victoria F also got into the hot seat, and we spoke about it before. She denied accusations of sleeping with married men and breaking up people's marriages. Obviously, she denied it. And for the first time ever in this whole entire freaking season, she spoke eloquently.
Yeah,
and she was vulnerable on stage. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. Mm-hmm. Finally, she was able to pull everything together. Yes,
100%. She admitted that, like, I love that she admitted that it was her fault most of the season, and that they didn't work out, and it wasn't Peter's fault. She was honest. Like, you know, the word that you said, she was vulnerable. Like, those feelings that I felt, you know, that I saw from Victoria, they looked and they felt real. And I feel like she grew from this, you know? Like, she's definitely grown to be a better person. I feel like, you know, maybe she might have sucked in a few different areas in her life prior to this show. But I feel like because of this show and because of Peter and her experiences on this show, it's taught her to be a better person moving forward. And so I do see that. And shit, you know, like, I love Victoria F since day one. I think she's a great girl. To be honest with you, she could be a little she could be a lot to handle, but you know, nonetheless, I think she's a great girl. So I'm excited to see, you know, to see what she's gonna be up to moving forward. And she's bad as fuck too.
Yeah, she is. She is B-A-D-D.
And the conversation between Pete and Victoria F, it was so pure. Like, you could just tell that, you know, that they both care for each other and that they adore each other. And, you know, there's no animosity. There's no, you know, no hard feelings. It's like, all right, it just wasn't meant to be. But I do really genuinely wish the best for you. And you felt that for each other.
Yeah.
And I love that. Yeah. You know, that's how it should be. Shouldn't be like, nah, fuck you. You ain't want. Like, nah, like, it shouldn't be like that. So it was very classy. It was very, you know, it was eloquent. Yeah. Shouts to Victoria F.
Yeah, and I'm glad that she freaking apologized to him and thanked him for being so patient and for putting him through hell. Like, Bachelor Nation was like, no, honey, of course you didn't put him through hell. No.
Nah, but that's another one, just like Kelsey, who admitted her faults, you know? She admitted her faults. Yeah. She understood that what she did was fucked up and that she was a lot to handle. And, hey, you know, you live and you learn. You live and you learn, and yep. You know, I hope she truly did learn from, you know, from this whole experience. Imagine the experience of being at a bachelor viewing party, and then Peter just show up with his parents.
Oh my god, I would love that. I would.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
I love Barbara. I love Barb's. Barb's.
Oh yeah, I was gonna ask Godfrey. Do it.
Don't let her go. Bring her home to us, Peter. These are what love stories are made of. Love her. We're a week away from finding out what the hell is that all about. Which, by the way, I have dissected. We're not going to get there yet, but I dissected the trailer for the season finale. And I can pinpoint when Barb's has this freaking breakdown.
Oh, all right. We'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, but wouldn't it be hilarious to have Barb's, like, her and her Cuban behind just partying with Peter's dad and Peter? You know, listen, you know how they know how to party. You know us Cubans know how to party.
Yeah, they was getting it in the truck.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
like,
hey,
Yeah, Chris Harrison's like, Pete, where's your parents at, man? I don't know. Like, I guess they're in the car. And then, like, you heard, like, in the little subtitles, and they turn up the volume on that one. Like, ooh, I like it when you do it like that.
Damn.
Yo. That shit was awesome. I love it.
Well, now we know where Pinga P gets his ping gun is from, if you know what I'm saying. It has to come from somewhere.
From the parents, duh. Yeah.
the dog cheering him on four times in a windmill on freaking Hannah B's season of the mental law. Like, yeah, Peter, yeah, your son knows how to get it.
Yo, I ain't mad at that at all. Hell yeah. So, all right, well, I ain't mad at it. They had a good time. MVP was the little baby who had the pilot outfit on. I loved it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cutest thing ever. I cannot agree
Cutest
more.
Cutest thing ever.
I cannot agree and, more. Go ahead. Yeah, I mean, I now this all makes me want to have our own bachelor viewing party, and hopefully they'll come to
crash
it.
Well, I'm going to need you to move back to Miami first for that to happen. All right?
That this is true. This
Can
is
you get
true.
Out of Tampa, please?
Can you find me a job in Miami?
Damn.
Yeah. How do you expect me to move? Listen, I can't be moving down there to what? To, like, be working three jobs again? No. Nope.
Hey, man. Well, listen. If you got to do it, you know, I'm going to support you no matter what.
Oh, no. Listen. If I got to do it, I will do it. But right now, I don't got to do
I
it.
I feel you.
So I won't
feel
do
you.
It.
I feel you. Yo, the bloopers were kind of whack this season.
Oh, my God. What do you mean?
I wasn't crazy about the bloopers.
Listen, I loved how McKenna hit her head when he pulled
the move.
The move, the Pinga Pete move. I like that. I liked when the girls were like slapping each other. Oh my God, you hit me.
El viejito when, scaring him at the end.
El viejito. Yes. Was that in Chile or was that
I
in
I have
Peru?
No idea.
But it was in one of these South American countries for sure. And I liked when the girls got bugs in their hair.
Yes.
And they all freaked out. They were like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up.
Oh, is that a gorilla? Fucking Pete. That was a good one,
too. Or 1P, yes. Him talking to, like, what? Was that a raccoon?
I don't know what that was. I have no idea.
Who should I pick? Yeah, it was. I mean, there were certain ones that were a little tittity, but for the most part, it was fine.
And also, it was a very powerful moment that I don't think we've seen before. In Bachelor franchise history. You know, talking about online bullying and hatred coming into social media and how people are so confident to talk all this shit in the world and say all these super mean things without any kind of consequences. And it sucks because, like, you know, on the other side of these comments are actual people, you know, with feelings.
Yeah.
And you know, the girl, she was Rachel. Is that her name?
Rachel Lindsay, who is one of the hosts of the Bachelor Nation podcast, Bachelor Happy Hour podcast, y también, she was the first ever Black woman to be a lead in the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah. So, like, and she came in strong, confident. You know, like, I loved her demeanor, her swag, and you know, and when she was reading some of the comments that she was getting, within her DMs and her and such. It was powerful. It was tough. It was tough. Like, I can imagine how tough it was, you know, for the women. Because I know for a fact that, like, they're getting shit all the time, especially when you do something wrong or you slip up on some bullshit on national TV. It's not right. You know, it just doesn't make it right. You know, I hope there's like a, for lack of a better phrase, like a social media police one day or like a cyber police. Like, is that kind of, like, too far-fetched to think about? Because, people really fuck themselves up. And they get to a point to where they're suicidal because they think that these comments are exactly what these people are. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
I agree. And so, like, that's something that, like, that needs to be discussed even more. Online, yeah.
Has something like that ever happened to you?
Yeah, you know, definitely.
What was the craziest thing that you've ever gotten in your DMs or just a comment?
It was more in my DMs. And it was when I first moved out to Miami and, you know, and I started to get on the air. And so I don't remember verbatim what it said exactly, because it was a pretty long DM. Basically saying, like, yo, you need to go back to your fucking country. We don't fucking want you here. I don't know why the fuck you decided to move here. Next time I see you, I'm going to shoot you at the next event. I know the next event is going to be at this location, at this address. Named it right on the money, too. You need to fucking leave. I know your fucking mom. I'm going to shoot the shit out of her, too. And so, like, it's crazy. You know, like, these, like, death threats aren't fun at all.
Yeah.
And so, like, and I reported it to the police, but it's not much that they can do about it. And no, yeah, so, like, that's why I say, like, you know, I feel like there should be something that can control that, because it's way too easy to just talk some shit, man. It's way too easy to talk some shit on social media nowadays. And yo, like, is this not, is this unacceptable? And plus, of all people, they're women, you know, like, there should still be at least some sort of chivalry, if there's even some left, you know, like, even if you don't like somebody, you know, like, you still gotta, like, show them that respect. Like, hey, listen, I don't appreciate what you did, or I don't, you know, necessarily agree with what you did, but good luck moving forward, though, type of thing, you know. Yeah, man, it's crazy. But go ahead.
I mean, I think we've all experienced it. You know, I obviously experienced it during the Super Bowl finasco. Mm. And me making a meme about Shakira, just like,
oh yeah, you got that recently, huh?
With her, yeah, with the tongue movement, and some woman had the audacity to attack my father, and, you know, say that my dad wouldn't be proud of me, and that I'm a disgrace, and, like, just went on a, you know, and this isn't the first time I've been bullied. When I was on Nuestra Belleza Latina, I was told that I was too ugly. I was told that I was too fat. Yeah, like, it got to a point, you know, the Esainana, like, they would rank on my height a lot. And it's kind of, and by the way, guys, when they call you Nanana, they're basically calling you a midget. And to be honest, just because I'm short doesn't mean anything. Like, and people told me really, really mean things, and they still do. And they still do. And it's kind of like, guys, you know, I'm all up for, you know, speaking your mind, but don't demean a person just by their appearance.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, I agree. Just, you know, I'm glad that they spread that message, because we need to stop hiding behind being so brave. I mean, you could be critical about not liking something. Yeah. I mean, there's some people, listen, there's some people that I know, some radio personalities that get sensitive about every little comment that is told to them. Yeah. Which is, I'm like, really? No. Like, you don't need to take it that far. But when you're already, you know, like, talking down to a person because of how they look, because of their, I guess, their height, their weight, their race, their beliefs, whatever it is, I don't think it's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we need to show a little bit more grace.
Absolutely. Very well said, Martica. And I think it is time to go on to the Bachelatero Awards, Martica.
We're not going to talk about the preview, the finale preview.
I mean, they've been showing the same fucking preview since day one.
Nope, they showed a lot more. They showed a lot more.
Like, the one-on-ones and shit, and like, peak.
Yes, so, yes, but no.
They ain't show much.
I have figured out when Barb's has that emotional breakdown about bring her home to us.
Watch it be the same shit I've been saying since day one.
It's during the one-on-ones. It's during when he bring the hometowns. When he brings one of the girls home, it's during the hometowns.
He brings both of them.
Exacto. It's after one of those dates.
No shit.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think that's really a far-fetched theory, Martica. Like,
No, it's not that it's a far-fetched theory. It's just, like, I literally stalked the video and I pieced it together. And Peter's wearing the exact same shirt with Hannah Ann and with Madison when he brings them home to meet mom. Okay, he's wearing the exact same freaking shirt. Go look at it. I dissected it. I'm like, it's gonna be when he's talking about one of these girls.
The real observation would have been where, like, notice how Pete is at the door and there's one girl that's outside of the door. And he's saying, I'm sorry, I can't do this or whatever. Uh-huh. Like,
I tried to dissect that. Do you know I can't figure out which girl it is, and I'll tell you why. You know that Madison and freaking Hannah Ann are the fucking same height.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same freaking height.
They have the same hair color and style.
And they have the same dark fucking hair.
Okay, so I was going to ask you about that.
Trust me, I dissected it. You understand? I freaking started doing comparison. I'm like, Okay, so by the height, I can figure out. No, no, I will send you the pictures. You can't figure it out because they're both freaking short in comparison to Peter. And they both reach up to his chin in every freaking picture. Trust me. Oh, and don't even think about, and when you're looking at them at the rose ceremony and the top three, look at their heel height, identical heel height, and they're in the same height range. Trust me. You're not going to figure it out who the hell it is.
Regardless, we're still back in square one with them.
We're back at square one, and we're 1 week away from firing. Let bring her home to us, Peter. God. Don't let her go. Don't let her go. I'm dying to know. So, I want to see what's making Barb's cry.
That'll probably come, I would say, on... all right, so is... Question. So...
Answer.
Two nights, right? Two finale nights, yeah. Monday and Tuesday. So is the final night Tuesday where like they go back to like the fucking stage and the room with the audience and they talk? Yeah.
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Got you. I think Barb's cries on Tuesday night, not on Monday night. Yeah.
Dude, they can't do that. They can't do that to us.
And they'll show us the same fucking preview for the 15th time. Because they've been showing that literally since the trailer that will open up this season. So
same thing they did with what's his face? Colton jumping over the fence.
Mm-hmm. Or
they did the same. And they did they did it for Hannah Brown when she told off Luke P.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did hype that part up like crazy.
So they're hyping up Barb's. Don't let her go, Peter. Don't let her go. Iconic, never the same. All right, so now we can move on to the Bacheletero Awards.
Yes.
I still don't know, by the way, who he's going to pick. I'm still floored. And I will tell you why before we go into the Bacheletero Awards. Reason why I'm like, I don't know who he's going to pick. Because if he picks Madison, it's the obvious choice.
Oh, now she's the obvious choice. Wait, hold on. What happened to Hannah Ann? I'm Stan. She's my girl.
Hold on. No. Hold on. Wait. You're not understanding me. If he picks Hannah Ann after everything, it's like, of course he was going to freaking pick her. It's fucking obvious. The whole virginity thing and him sleeping around and I'm so sorry and oh my God. Like that whole drama and he picks her. It's like, it's obvious. So that's why. Not because I honestly think he'd have, like a much more smooth relationship with Hannah Ann. But if he picks Maddie, it's like, duh. Hello. All this drama. Mm. Yeah. It would just be an obvious. It would be an obvious ending.
And it's not like it was a lot of drama either. Like it was a disagreement, a very big disagreement. But it's not like they fought or anything like that. Like drama was Pete and Victoria F. That was drama.
True.
This like what Madison and Pete have has been a disagreement on values and morals,
on which is a huge.
It's big. It's a big deal, but it's not drama. Okay, it's not like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, yo, what you doing? Like, yo, like shut the fuck up. Nah, you're always in the mood. Nah, you shut the fuck up. Like that was Victoria F and Pete's relationship in a nutshell. That's not Madison and Peter's relationship at all. So, I mean, we'll see. Regardless, I think whoever he chooses, I think Hannah Ann is a phenomenal chick. I think Madison is an incredible girl too. I mean, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm Team Maddie. I'm Team Maddie, and she said in the toast too. Between the final two, she said to see if love truly conquers all, or some shit like that.
Yeah,
something like that. La loca of the week, the craziest chick of the week, Martica. Who you got?
I think my crazy of the week. Hands down, Tammy Whammy Bammy.
I don't blame you.
Like, come on. Like, the eye roll. Listen, I was living for her pettiness.
She sucks.
But the eye rolling. Listen, I was living for her pettiness. Mm. But, like, okay. You know, if you're ever going to go on a level of petty, you have to reach the level of Tammy. Like, she set a standard for pettiness, okay? Yeah, the way that she was behaving at the women's hall, it was very immature, and she seemed crazy.
Seemed?
What about you? Okay, she acted crazy. Continue. What about you?
Yeah, my la loca of the week. Yeah, the craziest girl of the week is Tammy. Like, she has zero idea. She has zero awareness of how, like, zero awareness of what she says and how she says it that affects people around her, you know? She has zero remorse as to how she makes other people feel. She's fucking crazy. I don't know. Like, y'all, like, she's, like I said earlier, like, I really do hope that she sees a therapist or she tries to find some help. Yo, going to therapy is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Swear to God. Oh, my God. Greatest thing that's ever happened to me. I love going to therapy. Shout out to my therapist. Yo, Tammy, I don't know, man. Something's wrong with her. Yo, I don't know. She's wildin'. So that's my La Loca of the week. La Come Mierda of the week. Who ate the most shit?
Honestly, I feel like Victoria F. ate a lot of shit.
This week?
She ate a lot of shit this week. Yeah, I mean, at the rose ceremony, she ate a lot of shit.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
At the rose ceremony, she ate a lot of shit, okay? The way that she just was dismissive of Peter. On the women's tell-all, she denied shit.
No, she looked incredible.
She, you know, spoke eloquently and she behaved herself. I think who ate a lot of shit was McKenna at the women's tell-all. Like, yeah, she was my Come Mierda of the week at the women's tell-all. And the reason why was because you can tell that a lot of her speeches were planned.
No. No.
Yes.
All right, yo, come on. And you know what? So what? So what if they were prepped, if they were planned, you know? Like, she was still speaking from with how she feels. Like, are you really going to discredit her because she wanted to really understand what she felt before all of this? Like, that's not fair, Martica.
I'm staying quiet. I just thought she's immature.
So what if she had that prepared? You know, like, it's how she feels.
She had a lot of shit.
We write shit down right before our shows. We prepare ourselves for, you know, for our bacheleteros. And she prepared herself. Maybe she did prepare herself to say a couple things. I mean, she knew she was gonna speak. She probably was like, yo, like, I'm a horrible freestyler. I'm a horrible, you know, speaker on the spot. Let me know, like, I know what questions are gonna be asked to me. So, like, let me make sure I'm prepared, and I know what I'm gonna say. I know who's gonna come at me.
I just didn't think she was genuine.
I thought she was very genuine. She's young as fuck. She's still learning. I think she's grown since the first episode.
She's annoying.
She's young. You know? I'm not gonna say she's annoying. Uh-huh. I don't think she's annoying anymore.
Listen, she must be a wonderful person. This is not us bullying her.
Hold on. You.
Well, either way.
Speak for yourself.
Because you've talked shit about contestants.
But not McKenna.
It's not even about McKenna. But either way, we've talked shit about contestants here. And what we're trying to say is that, yeah. I don't know. Anyways, so who's your Come Mierda of the week?
Like, what we're trying to say is, I don't know.
We're trying to say is she had a lot of shit. She had a lot of shit this whole season. Okay, even though she found her damn voice.
Yo.
She had a lot of shit. Continue.
My Come Mierdas of the week. Plural, mierdas. I have two of them. Aleja and Victoria Paul. You know? Yo, Victoria Paul, she got ripped for the few minutes that, you know, that the moment was on her. Still think she's hot. But she got ripped. Savannah destroyed the shit out of her. Like, yo, like, you know, you saying, you know, you lying about your whole situation with Aleja, like, yo, like, that's mad whack. And then Victoria, her response was like, yeah, I'm just weird like that. And Savannah was like, no, that's not being weird. That's being fake. And so I'm like, ooh, damn, she got it with that one. Victoria P is not a good arguer. She's not a good debater. She's not a fighter. And yeah.
Maybe that's why she didn't make it far in Miss USA.
Could be. I wouldn't say she's a great speaker, you know?
Horrible because in order to be a beauty pageant queen, you need to be very eloquent, very poised, very eloquent.
Well, I don't know shit about the pageant world, so I have nothing to say about that. But Victoria P, they both look really bad coming out of this. They got attacked. This looked like a political debate, honestly.
I feel like Victoria P, after everything, looked way worse than Aleja. Yeah. After everything,
they both look bad, period. You know, like, I don't think there's one that's worse than the other. I think Aleja, you know, really sucked in the eyes of a lot of people. And, I don't know. She was just, I don't know. Algo no me cae bien. Something just doesn't, like, sit right, you know, with the Leia when it comes to, like, a lot of the girls. So, I would say the ones that took the most shit from everybody was the Leia and Victoria Paul. So, the finale, the MV3, the most valuable three people of this episode, the Women Tell All episode. The last week right before the grand finale of the Bachelor Pilot Pete season. MV3, who's your third place, Martika?
Honestly, my third place is Victoria.
Okay, I'm out of that.
She spoke very well. Whether she lied or not about her sleeping with married men or not, or breaking up marriages, or whatever her, the accusations against her were. I feel as if though she spoke very well for herself, and and I'm finally glad that she admitted to the fact that she was wrong and that her relationship with Peter and Aurea was completely and utterly her fault.
All right, cool. And how about your number two?
My number two, I gotta give it to my girl Hannah Ann.
All right.
And I will say why she's my number two, because she's just being a constant for Peter. Like, you can tell that she's just, even with that hug, like, she's like, I am here to be your rock, Peter. I'm here to be your emotional rock.
Yeah. And yeah, there was one part too that kind of got me with Hannah Ann. I'm glad you brought that up. That I appreciated. She was upset during that same preview for next week. Because she was like, y'all, like, I'm giving. When the fuck am I gonna get? She didn't say fuck. But like, you know, like, you could see that she's hit, you know, kind of a crossroads a little bit.
She says she's hit a breaking point.
That's exactly what she said. Yes.
Which is why it's going to be really hard to I'm telling you, it's hard to decipher who he's going
he
to
pick.
He
loves Madison.
Because it could, he says it in the preview that he is in love with with Hannah Ann too. He says it. I am in love with Hannah Ann. She is the most perfect woman I have ever met.
We'll see.
That's my point. I'm like, I'm telling you, you don't. I'm like, it could go either way at this point.
Yeah, as a coin toss. Regardless,
he's like, I always felt you there. I'm in love with Hannah Ann. She's the most perfect woman. That's why. What's his face? Chris Harrison's like, this is going to be one of the most complicated finales in Bachelor history. And in his voiceover, he's like, but it's obvious that I want Maddie. And then she's like, I can see myself loving him for the rest of my life. And then right after that, you see, I'm giving, and I want something in return. I'm at my breaking point. And then Maddie's like, I want us to get through this. I'm hanging on by a thread. You see what I mean? Like, again, it's a freaking coin toss.
Yeah. We'll see. So, we'll see what happens. And you're numero uno.
My number, well, I didn't finish my story.
Yeah,
so my number two. So Hannah Ann, I feel like she's been Peter's rock. She's been his constant. She's been the one woman that has always been there for him. And she hasn't swayed. Not because of anything. She's just been his constant. Yeah. So kudos to her. And my number one is Kelsey.
All right. I am mad at that. She had a great show.
Yes. Yes. And honestly, they were setting her up for her to be the next Bachelorette. By the way that they edited the Women Tell All, if they wouldn't have chosen Claire, it would have been Kelsey. Just by the way that they were editing her, the way that they made her seem, how Ashley Iaconetti, someone who's very beloved in Bachelor Nation, came out and, you know, was like, hey, like, I'm emotional too. And she stood up for her. So, yeah, so that's my top three. Who's your top three?
All right, I'm not mad at that top three. I honestly do enjoy that, and I respect that. So my top three, I'm gonna give you an honorable mention for it. Lexi, cause she fine. Yeah, she was looking beautiful. Oh my god,
hold on. You know who we should give an honorable mention.
Who you're gonna give your honorable mention, because mine is for Lexi.
Fine, but you're basing this solely on looks. Rachel Lindsay.
Yeah, she looked fine
for coming in here and being woke and speaking up about bullying and racism within the Bachelor franchise.
Word.
So,
cool. I ain't mad at that. Number three. My number three is Kelsey. She had a great, great episode. Okay. Oh, my God. Like, you know, she's really, like, you know, embraced who she was, or who she is, rather. I feel like we've learned to love her for who she is. She's vulnerable to a fault. And y'all, like, I just, she's real, you know? Like, it's like she can't be fake. Because, like, she just won't be able to. I love the end where she was, like, she gave, like, she was given some of the audience members the champagne experience. And La Abuelita, the grandma, was chugging down a champagne bottle.
Yeah,
I loved it. I was living for that. So, shouts to Kelsey. You had an incredible episode, an incredible season, and I hope we get to see you again. My number two, Victoria F. I've been riding with my girl Victoria F all season long. En las buenas y en las malas, mm-hmm. in the good and in the bad. She handled herself so well. She couldn't have handled herself any better on this Women Tell All. She wasn't a part of any of the drama. Which was kind of surprising to a lot of people. She was not included in any of the drama when it came to, like, the girls, you know? Because at one point, the girls were fucking screaming at each other and talking over each other, and there was just no conversation being had. It was just talking shit over each other. Victoria F, on the side, chilling. She spoke very eloquently, as you said, Martika. She knew what she felt. She spoke her mind. She admitted her faults, and I really did appreciate that from her, and I felt that realness from her. So Victoria F, my number two. My number one, your honorable mention, Rachel Lindsay. She is my number one for tonight's episode of The Bachelor. My MVP of the MV3. You hit it right on the money. You know, like, there was, you know, there's conversations. This conversation of online bullying and hate, it's not being had enough. We have to speak up more about this, because it's not fucking cool. Like, you can't be just, like, trying to, like, send death threats or talk mad shit about how somebody looks, or, like, trying to, like, say something about somebody's mom because yo no sé qué, or, like, just trying to bring somebody down just because it makes you feel good, Tammy. You know? Like, it's not fair. It's not fair at all. Rachel Lindsay, she's beautiful. Like, yes, she looks beautiful. She looked incredible. But that passion that you saw, like, within her, oh, my God, it just made her so much more beautiful on the inside, you know? And so I credit Rachel Lindsay. I honestly never even heard of her before this. I'm like, who's this black girl? You know, like,
seriously? Yeah, yeah.
I never have.
Hello. Okay. So remember how I was, like, raving about Rachel last week, about her argument.
I always thought she was like a white girl. It was like a white girl bachelorette. I didn't know she was black. But I know you told me about that. You've told me that there's been one black bachelorette, and that was her, right?
This is her.
So yeah. I thought in that picture, I thought it was the white girl in that picture.
No, the one that was talking. No, the one that was, mind you, Rachel's a lawyer. Rachel is an eloquent and educated woman. Yeah,
oh, very cool.
And
yeah, no.
So what? When are you gonna chance YouTube her videos?
Yeah, she was dope. She was really dope, and I really appreciated her so much. And what she did was beautiful. Standing up not just for herself, and not even just for her fellow, like, you know, Bachelor Nation family, but just for people in general, not even just for women, but for people in general who have a platform and take that kind of abuse, because abuse, and that is such a thing right now in 2020 that needs to fucking stop. And right now, there's nothing that's being done to stop that, except telling people to stop, and people are gonna keep on doing it. It just is what it is. But at least that conversation is going to be had some more, millions of people watching, and it got people thinking. So at least, you know, that message got across a little bit, which is progress. So shout out to Rachel, and that's the end of the Bacheleteros. Now, Martika, we got a busy week next week.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Why
do we got a busy week next week? Oh, because we have two episodes. Just kidding.
Yeah,
just tonight. I felt,
oh my God, Martika.
Wow.
It's 1 a.m. on a Monday night, or Tuesday morning, rather. So yes. I get it. But yo, yeah, next week is finale week. It's gonna get real crazy. By the way, I gotta mention, I forgot. Listen to Your Heart, the new Bachelor series show. Yo, that looks fire. I'm excited for it. Where the fuck is Jed? Oh, con la novia, with his girl, right?
Yes, with his new girlfriend.
Yeah. Never mind. Yo, but that show looks dope. I'm excited for that one. I'm definitely gonna be watching that one. So that's really good. That's really sir. Cool. But yo, next week's gonna be crazy. Woo! We're finally gonna have a winner. We're finally gonna have a relationship. So let's see how that goes.
Well, we don't know that. We don't know. He could very well end
or
up
he
single.
Could end up with Hannah Brown. Yeah, you never know.
But
yeah. Yo, but till next time, guys, you can follow me at It's Al Pizzle. ITSAL Pizzle. Martica.
Yes, you can follow me as Martha, like Martha Stewart Maria Lopez TV, or on Instagram, Martha M. Lopez TV on Twitter. And you can definitely follow us, The Bacheleteros, The Bache, B-A-C-H-E-L-E-T-E-R-O-S, The Bacheleteros, on all social media platforms. And just give us a shout out. You can definitely DM us. Let us know how you, what you think about this, what you like, what you don't like. We want to know your opinions. Let's make The Bacheleteros the number one Bachelor Nation podcast.
Yeah,
right?
Drop that review on the Apple Podcast. Hit us up. Drop them 5 stars like an Uber driver who got Skittles in the backseat and a bottle of water. All right? Come on now. You got to drop that for us. Drop a review. Apple Podcast, sir. Spotify. Follow us, The Bacheleteros, and we out of here.
Bye, y'all. Until next week.